What if the difference between winning Olympic gold and finishing fourth came down to a single thought? In the 2008 Beijing Olympics, Michael Phelps's goggles filled with water mid-race during the 200-meter butterfly. Completely blind, unable to see the wall or his competitors, he could have panicked. Instead, he counted his strokes, exactly as he'd visualized thousands of times, and touched the wall first, setting a world record. This wasn't luck. This was the champion's mind in action. While most athletes obsess over physical training, the elite understand a profound truth. Your body can only go where your mind takes it first. The mental edge separates legends from the forgotten, transforming raw talent into sustained excellence. What makes someone unshakable under pressure while others crumble? The answer lies not in genetics or privilege, but in deliberate mental conditioning that anyone can develop. Champions aren't born with special brains. They forge them through systematic mental training that becomes as fundamental as physical practice. Champions aren't born with special brains. They forge them. Michael Jordan didn't make his high school varsity team initially, yet that rejection fueled one of history's greatest careers. The difference? He developed the gold medal mindset, where mental strength directs physical gifts. This begins with honest self-assessment. How do you perform under pressure? What mental patterns sabotage you? Champions evaluate their mental game like coaches analyzing film. Here's the twist. Champions don't wait to feel confident before acting confidently. They act confidently first, and feelings follow. You're practicing who you're becoming until excellence becomes who you are. That Olympic podium moment? It's built on thousands of ordinary days filled with extraordinary commitment. Tom Brady's meticulous daily structure, sleep schedule, nutrition, training regimen leaves nothing to chance. This win-the-day philosophy treats each practice, meal, and recovery session as an opportunity to improve. Champions create will-do-now lists rather than to-do lists, transforming vague intentions into concrete actions. They place visual reminders where they'll see them multiple times daily, reinforcing commitment when willpower wanes. The real test comes when nobody's watching. Jerry Rice was legendary for punishing hill workouts he completed alone. Greatness isn't built in the spotlight, but in the shadows, in those private moments of choosing discipline over comfort. Consistency trumps intensity. No champion achieves greatness alone. Beach volleyball duo Misty May Traynor and Kerry Walsh Jennings refined their communication so precisely that a single word conveyed complex tactical adjustments, securing three consecutive Olympic golds. Champions practice active listening, focusing completely on understanding others rather than waiting to speak. When conflicts arise, they address issues promptly, focusing on specific behaviors rather than character attacks. The ancient Chinese story, Ten Jugs of Wine, illustrates this. When everyone contributes their finest wine to a communal vessel, everyone benefits. Championship teams create a rising tide effect, where mutual support and accountability elevate everyone's performance. Leadership isn't confined to captains or coaches. Every team member shares this responsibility. John Wooden, UCLA's legendary basketball coach who won 10 NCAA championships, demonstrated that self-leadership precedes leading others. Before guiding teammates, you must master your own performance, preparation, and attitude. Effective leadership balances encouragement with accountability, addressing difficult conversations promptly and privately. Trust forms leadership's foundation through competence and character, the integrity to put team interests first. This trust develops through consistent actions, promises kept, values demonstrated, challenges faced together. Whether you hold a formal leadership position or not, you influence team culture through daily choices. Mental skills require systematic training like physical techniques. Champions use a three-level goal system: bronze, silver, gold, writing and displaying them prominently. Mental imagery exploits the brain's inability to distinguish vivid imagination from reality. Olympic skiers mentally rehearsing runs activate identical neural pathways as during actual skiing. Champions employ the SFE technique, see, feel, enjoy, creating immersive first-person visualizations engaging all senses. self-talk profoundly impacts performance. An ancient Cherokee tale describes two wolves battling within, one negative, one positive. The wolf that wins is the one you feed. Champions consciously transform destructive thoughts into constructive ones. Focus distinguishes champions in crucial moments. When Michael Phelps' goggles filled with water, he counted strokes perfectly despite seeing nothing and won gold with a world record. Champions practice being nowists, fully present rather than dwelling on past mistakes or future worries. Breath control anchors focus and regulates arousal. Champions use four-square breathing, inhaling four counts, holding four, exhaling four, holding four, to manage pre-competition anxiety. These mental skills require deliberate practice integrated into daily training. Champions play to win rather than not to lose, a crucial distinction, creating proactive, confident performance instead of tentative, fear-based action. Championship teams develop powerful identity slogans, like the 2001 Arizona Diamondbacks, "Deal with it," from Navy SEAL training. They master compartmentalization, leaving outside concerns at the door through mental boundaries, protecting their competitive mindset. Contrary to popular belief, champions perform with relaxed alertness rather than intense strain. True focus manifests as calm, present-centered awareness, allowing skills to flow naturally. As Bruce Lee advised, "Be water, my friend, adaptable and powerful without rigidity." The process-focused mindset represents another hallmark. Rather than fixating on outcomes, champions concentrate on executing specific actions. A basketball player focuses on proper shooting form rather than whether the shot goes in. They maintain belief in success even when trailing and love the grind, finding ways to succeed through deep commitment and refusal to surrender. Championship performance integrates physical, mental, and spiritual elements. Champions maintain peak fitness year-round with an always-in-season mindset, fueling their bodies with balanced meals of lean proteins, healthy fats, and unprocessed carbohydrates timed around training. Pain management separates champions from competitors. Allen Iverson played through injuries that would sideline most athletes. Champions develop mental techniques to manage discomfort, focusing attention on non-painful body parts and using metaphorical imagery to reframe sensations. They distinguish harmful pain signaling injury from productive discomfort accompanying growth. Injury recovery showcases resilience. Tom Brady's return from ACL reconstruction to win multiple Super Bowls demonstrates the power of positive rehabilitation mindsets. Champions approach recovery with competition-level intensity, incorporating progressive muscle relaxation, strategic napping, and rejuvenating activities unrelated to their sport. The spiritual dimension provides deeper meaning. Champions connect daily efforts to values transcending competition, providing resilience during setbacks and keeping achievement in proper life perspective. Excellence isn't a destination, it's a daily practice. Olympic champions share a pattern: unwavering belief, reframing setbacks as opportunities, balancing individual excellence with team harmony, and maintaining presence under pressure. These mental tools transcend sports. The discipline to show up when motivation fades, the resilience to rise after falling, the focus to execute under pressure, these aren't just athletic skills, they're life skills. Your championship journey begins with one decision. Stop waiting for the perfect moment and start building your mental edge today. The greatest athletes understand that your mind is either your greatest asset or your biggest obstacle. There's no middle ground. Ask yourself, what would performing at a championship level consistently look like? What daily disciplines would that require? Your legacy isn't written in trophies. It's written in the daily choice to become your best self. Start writing it now.